eerily close as to make us wonder if our consciousness really sets us that much apart from the physical and inanimate universe beyond the reach of its laws. Chapter 1. A Quantum of Happiness. Quantization happens when a physical system is restricted by boundary conditions to exist in only certain very specific states. Likewise, our mental states, as in how we feel, depend on the boundary conditions in our lives, meaning all the bonds and constraints that keep us where we are, with whom we are, and doing what we do. The mechanisms that can alter quantum states suggest ways to reach happier states in life. Money cannot buy you happiness, an ancient bit of wisdom, often quoted but seldom believed. You must have heard it often enough and perhaps even mutter it yourself occasionally. But if you do not feel wealthy, I bet you always had a lurking suspicion that this can't be right. Surely you would be a lot happier if you had more money. Rich folks do seem to be generally happier, and wealth certainly opens up a lot of attractive possibilities. So it is only natural to doubt and wonder, particularly in the ultra-materialistic world we live in today, where we have become absolutely dependent